The South by Southwest Music and Media Festival takes place next weekend in Austin, Texas. But if you can't make it, no worries, as some of the bands will be making a stop in Fayetteville this weekend. Ozarks at Large's Katie Henriksen has this preview.
If you're a music journalist, you've been hearing about South by Southwest now for months, and the press releases just get out of control right about now. A week prior to the Music and Media Conference in Austin that now, in its 27th year, has become the most anticipated music conference of the year, drawing hundreds of bands from across the country and the globe in hopes of becoming the next big thing. The fest now boasts many corporate sponsors, including Yahoo, Esurance, Chevy, and Doritos, with some decrying the corporatization of what used to feel much more independent. Spanning March 8th through the 17th, with the music portion the 12th through the 16th, two featured interviews include with Depeche Mode and 50 Cent. Last year's keynote speaker was none other than Bruce Springsteen, and this year's is Dave Grohl. Now, Dave Grohl is not rolling through Fayetteville on the way down to Austin, but there are some bands making a stop. So for those of us who love live music but can't make the 9 hours down to Austin, you'll have a chance to see some of those acts before they play South by Southwest. This year, I've spotted five bands playing Fayetteville prior to heading down to try and generate buzz down in Austin. And that first band is White Mystery, a brother and sister garage rock duo from Chicago. They're playing Rogue on Dixon Street tonight, along with local bands Resin Hands, Mr. Blister, and Ambros Rancheros. White Mystery Show is going to be a heavy hitter with garage rock and other loud noises. Perhaps folk rock is more your thing and you're also under 21. Well, you're in luck because Water Liars, an Oxford, Mississippi duo, is coming through at Nightbird Books Friday night. They play a melancholy folk rock. There's also music at Nightbird Books Saturday night when the Portland, Oregon trio Brainstorm stops in. They play a rhythmic power pop. Now there's another show Saturday night at JR's Lightbulb Club when South Philly's band Dangerous Ponies stops in. Now I've looked at their site and they are a collective, and I've seen videos where they've had as many as 7 people on stage. I'm not sure how many touring members there are. You can hear jangly 60s pop as well as 90s rock in Dangerous Ponies. They'll be playing with local Martin Bemberg. Perhaps you're out of town this weekend. Well, you still have one more chance to catch a band on the way down to South by Southwest. That's on Tuesday night at George's Majestic Lounge when the Capecchi Family Band hits the stage. And I don't know. Perhaps you want to go to an actual festival, but you're not going to make it to South by Southwest. Well, the Valley of the Vapors Independent Music Festival, March 15th through 19th down in Hot Springs, is your chance to do just that. They've capitalized on all the bands coming through for South by Southwest. So a lot of bands that are playing South by Southwest will be playing Valley of the Vapors. For more information on that festival, go to valleyofthevapors.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.
Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.